0467 842 722.
You're listening to ABC Gippsland.
And as we were talking about earlier, Monash University research has found children living close to Morwell in 2014, impacted by the Hazelwood mine fire, have reported increased levels of anxiety, trouble concentrating at home and school, and had traumatic dreams of similar events. Dr. Emily Berger from Monash University's Faculty of Education led the analysis of the interview data on which this paper draws and is with us now. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Now, firstly, when we say, you know, nearby the Hazelwood mine, how close are we talking?
Oh, we're talking about schools that were children from schools that were within Morwell, but that also outside of Morwell. So, you know, obviously some are much closer than others, but a range of different schools, both, you know, quite close and then a bit further away.
Yeah, and how many of them? Because this is one study. How many students reported increased levels of anxiety, trouble concentrating at home and school, and traumatic dreams?
Well, because this is a qualitative study, it's less about the number and it's more about describing the experience. So you're right, there was, you know, intrusive dreams and memories, children trying to avoid memories as well. So as a coping mechanism, when we're facing something, a challenging event, we can sometimes try to avoid memories. And so, or have intrusive thoughts or intrusive dreams. But it's less about numbers and more about describing the experience.
Yeah, okay. And so I guess, is that fair enough, but is that kind of understandable, and that these kids can, you know, look on that as a bit of a traumatic event but can move on with their lives?
100%. And I think what this research shows and why this research is important is because it does align with other research in relation to other adverse events, is that it's actually a really hopeful message that, you know, while children, you know, initially can experience, you know, these sorts of reactions, and adults experience these reactions too, you know, a lot of people do manage to overcome these difficulties. I guess where we get concerned, and particularly when we think about the more recent COVID-19 pandemic, is where people, young people, experience multiple exposures over a period of time, that can increase their vulnerability. But I think overall, consistent with what we know from other research, it is a really hopeful message that kids can find ways to cope. Kids did have a lot of resilience as well. They were telling us about ideas that they had come up with in terms of how to cope, you know, spending time with family, you know, thinking about the situation in a different way. They were able to come up with a lot of different strategies.
And, I mean, a horrible event, 45 days of thick smoke covering Morwell, and, you know, and the heat and the risk of that fire. And we've spoken about the health impacts, the flow-on impacts of that, and on the community, you know, the psychosocial impacts. But children also reported a boost in their relationships and group activities shared with family members, saying they provided a useful distraction and a coping mechanism from the lingering effects of the smoke.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, you know, a group of kids who come up with their own ideas and show their own agency and strength, and were able to, you know, to ally with parents and supportive, you know, peers or teachers at the time, and that helps to boost. So we know that social support, engaging with parents, parent well-being as well, has a huge impact on the psychosocial outcomes of kids following any sort of adversity.
And so this just goes to show the resilience of kids, I guess, and the adaptability, because the study found that fewer children reported a continuation of those negative symptoms that we were talking about by the time of the interview, which was about 2 years after the fire. So so kids really, you know, seem to be getting on with their lives.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The great majority, when we look at other research, the great majority of kids, you know, do develop resilience. We talk about resilience, but we talk about an idea of post-traumatic growth, and that while the more you're exposed to a traumatic experience or a difficult experience, you know, the more likely you are to experience adverse outcomes, there's also the reverse effect for other people, where the more they're exposed to adverse, difficult circumstances, as long as they have supportive parents and support from other people, and they're given control and agency over the situation, they actually can show that they can experience this idea of post-traumatic growth, where they actually grow and learn from the experience.
And we have to remember, too, that all kids are different and they're going to experience these things in different ways.
Absolutely. One of the other key aspects that we looked at was around this idea of the